I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In New Hampshire, all roads lead to adventure. The Granite State isn't only home to New England's tallest peaks. You'll also find epic coastal views and charming towns perfect to explore on a summer trip. Whether you're seeking the adrenaline rush that comes from kayaking rapids or the peaceful chill that comes from enjoying a cocktail on the porch of a classic B&B, there's something for everyone in New Hampshire. For more summer inspiration, go to visitnh.gov. That's visitnh.gov. Discover your new.
Is that what you're putting in there?
A candle!
What?
Yvette and Glenn!
Podcast 57, everybody!
Yay!
Here we are a week later.
Mexican wave!
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, people can see
really
that.
That. Why do they call it a Mexican wave?
Because it probably started in Mexico.
Was it something like during them? Were there a Mexican Olympics one year or something in the '80s? Was it? And the crowd, you know, just jumped up in their seats quite fluidly.
Yeah, very good. That.
Do you know it doesn't seem a week, does it?
No, it doesn't, does it? What a lovely audience. Much better than the ones we had last week.
Oh, no, much better than the ones we had last week.
And here we are. The mothers are already yakking on with each other. It's
My mum's just done this. As you're talking, she just barged me in the arm and she went, aren't your flowers come out? Aren't they lovely and bright?
It didn't take them long to get back into the routine of things, did it?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Last week, they were all timid.
I know. Now look at them.
Now
look
they're just going on and on like a nun's knickers.
I know. And Agnes's hair is curled up even more.
It has?
Yeah. The teeth are dropped even further.
Mm. Now, I remember last week, Angela said to Agnes how she was reminded of that Scottish lady in Bargain Hunt. Anita Manning.
Yes. Yes, Anita. I don't know who
with
that
the black hair, Scottish antiques
yes,
expert.
Yes, I do know, yes.
And I see what she's made. It's a similar kind of hairstyle.
Similar, it's exactly the same.
I've never met Anita Manning, and I imagine she's a lovely lady, but whenever I watch her on the TV, I have in my head that she smells of whiskey and tobacco. I'm not saying that she does, I'm just saying in my imagination.
That's what she thinks.
That's what I think of your mother.
When she goes home on her own, she has 20 Bensons and a big bottle of whiskey, don't you, Agnes, eh?
Matty Nana.
I think she's been drinking this one, haven't you?
Oh my god, I never thought I'd hear Agnes.
Just sitting thinking about a fag and I'm like, you know, like, and then these go and the shake and juggle. I should say my dad, Pat. That's the people there.
I think she's drunk.
The next time I see that, but you say see.
Oh yeah, don't like that.
You know. And then she'll go all quiet. She'll go.
Are you talking about, by the way?
Auntie Nana.
Auntie Nana?
You never knew her.
She's just old.
In fact,
Auntie Nana?
It was my dad's niece. My granny brought her up.
Right.
And I was the corner of my.
So she was your
Nana.
Cousin?
Yeah.
Auntie Nana, yeah.
Auntie
God.
Nana?
Yeah.
Nana?
Nana. Just Nana. Yeah.
I thought
she was saying
Manana.
Manana? Uncle Jimmy, who was just like Rabsy Nesbitt.
Matty Chris's husband.
For those who don't know Rabsy Nesbit, just Google the character Rabsy Nesbit.
He was a big man, but so light
on
his feet.
Oh, was he now? Oh, hello, love.
Was he light on his feet? I think I might have knew him.
Lovely man.
He was a lovely man. He was light on his feet. Lovely.
Well, let's not get bogged down with family stories.
Loafers. Yeah. Well, anyway, we haven't even started yet.
Do you know what?
Where's the?
Now we bought you some wine.
Oh yes. Oh.
And as the giant Watsits was such a hit last time, I bought some more.
Hey!
Let me open them up. Get away.
We haven't gone away from the cheesy balls. It just while these
it's
big
ones. Getting them.
I know it's difficult. What's
well,
going
next
on?
Next week I'll bring you something different. How does that sound?
Okay. Yeah, you say that.
And would you like an orange finger?
Oh, do you know?
No, orange finger.
There we go.
You flicked your finger out.
Can I just make a complaint here?
Yeah.
I just need to make a complaint.
You don't like orange chocolate.
Last week, I actually put out there, and there was quite an argument within this. People didn't see the full extent of that argument because there was a proper fist fight in the podcast when I was talking about orange fingers and about milk.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And Agnes and I are right, and everyone else is wrong. Now, I did mention that I didn't like chocolate and orange put together. And what have you done today?
I will remedy that next week for you.
Yeah, you say that. You say
but we
that.
Like it.
I like it. That's why you brought back more, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Stuff you, Mr. B.
I suppose it is Yvette and Glenn's. I've just been reminded.
Exactly.
Well, my name's on the door, pal.
Yeah, and you have the right to refuse entry. Although Yvette never has.
How was your day?
How was your day, Glenn?
Well, it was pretty quiet up until driving here. Picked Agnes up.
Yeah.
And in the car, the phone rang.
Oh, all right.
And I answered it. And the voice went, "Hey, Glenn, you all right? Yeah." I was like, "Yeah, good, thank you. Hey, how are you?" "Oh, yeah, brilliant. Yeah, are you in this afternoon? Because I'll come round. I've got the afternoon off work and I'll come round." Mum's laughing here. I was like, "Well, I'm with Mum in the car and we're on the way to Yvette and Carl's house because we're going to record another podcast." "Oh, right, okay. Well, never mind. Next time." I said, "Well, are you free tomorrow? Because I'm off tomorrow afternoon." And he said, no, it's fine. Anyway, do you want to say hello to me?" I said, "Do you want to say hello to Mum?" And he said, yeah, I am Mum, you're right." And Agnes's response was... Come on. Come on, Mother.
Hello, Bernard.
Right. I said, "What are you saying Bernard for?" "It was my brother." So she didn't recognise her other son.
Oh dear. It's all going to go downhill from now on, isn't it?
Who's Bernard hurling up sometimes?
Oh, Bernard's bum.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, Bernard's bum?
A toffee apple.
Yeah.
It was one of my older brothers. And that was that.
Wow.
Yeah, so that entertained me in the moment.
It happens to the best of us, Agnes.
I know, but.
You know.
Yeah.
Haven't you got hairy arms? So Agnes, I've just noticed.
Have I?
Yeah, like
and
nice.
She smells of tobacco and whiskey.
I think it's the sunlight hitting your arm there.
Going back to last week's podcast.
Oh, I'm not shaving them for you.
No, I was just saying, just the light glinting away on the fine hairs.
Fine hair.
Did you know that if when women have a fine hair on their face,
yes.
A lot of women are actually shaving them all off, aren't they? Well, you shouldn't.
No.
Because photographers have actually said... Oh, shut my legs. Sorry.
Yes, it was a disturbing noise.
Come here, Meg.
Because if you have fine hair all over your face, you take a better picture.
Right.
I don't know.
As a photographer or as a subject of...
Apparently so. That's why Princess Diana photographed very, very well. Lots of ladies that photograph very well have fine downy lady hair.
Wow.
So, ladies, don't be shaving it all off unless you look like a bloody monster.
Unless you're growing a goatee.
They have
close-ups. Oh, hello. Flash Gordon's arrived.
No, I was going to say, it's Diddy. He's arrived early. Put on the accelerator. When you watch QVC, Mum.
Yeah, and they have a close-up with their ears in.
Yeah.
They haven't got any hair on.
Well, what's that got to do with anything? What does it mean?
Well, it just means that they're obviously being photographed without hair.
Yeah, but doesn't not everybody? No, that not everybody that's on TV looks good on TV.
That's been filmed. Don't forget, it's been photographed and been filmed at two completely different
things. Yeah. I mean, you can have some right ugly buggers, so can't you? On there, they're not covered in hair, are they? She's looking at me like
she's zoned out, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's zoned. She has zoned out. Bless her. Are you working her with a foot?
I yeah. Got my gear.
That was a Morecambe and Wise joke, wasn't it?
Oh, it was.
You're
yeah.
working her with your foot.
I love that. So, Carl, how was your day?
My day was. It's very busy actually today.
Oh, who have you been up to?
I had to go and get my car MOT'd.
Oh.
And
did it pass?
It did.
You sound surprised.
Well, the thing was I let the car, cause I'm hang you on. Know, in the old days.
Yvette's glazed over now because we're talking about cars.
Hey, I'm sorry. I know you saw that. You know, I went, oh, glazed
I just
over.
Thought it was because I was talking.
Because
you know, in the old days when you used to get your MOT, your tax. And insurance on the same day.
Yeah.
You always knew when it was always running out because you had your tax disc on the window.
And you had paperwork as well. Other
yeah,
paperwork.
But yeah. Every time you looked at your car, went, oh, tax is running out. Yeah. And in the old days, instead of getting the new tax, how many times did you actually just say, if there was a police car, you just never drove right up to the police car. You just drove either behind it. And anyway. So I always forget when, you know, the insurance is fine because it renews automatically. And the tax, they do send you a
reminder.
A reminder. But my MOT on this car was out of date, so I couldn't drive it. And I had, because the window was cracked, I had the window replaced before the MOT, because that would have failed. Got the MOT, got the car done, driving back, quite happy. Within, I would say, 3 minutes of me leaving the MOT place, lorry comes past, kicks something up on the road, crack went...
Quacked your windscreen.
Yeah, you should have ducked. So another windscreen gone. So I'm two windscreens down.
That's obviously. Like what happened to me last year with my old car when a deer ran out and I hit a deer. I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast.
This is a joke.
Seriously. And it ripped half my bumper off the front of my car. So I had to pay to have that replaced. And then within a few months, I actually had a traffic accident at a crossroads. And again, the bumper, which I had replaced just a few weeks earlier, came off again, another one. So, that was an expensive year.
Which is not
rotten luck.
I only had the windscreen replaced yesterday. Had the MOT today. I went 3 minutes.
I always say...
Scintillating conversations.
Listen, Yvette, if it's got tits or tyres, it's going to cost you. It's the man
like
mantra.
It's very
it
true.
Really
it's
true. Is, yeah.
I
it's a fact
I don't cost you anything, do I, Mr. Beattie? Look, he's gone glazed over now. He's gone that glazed look.
No, I just got fucking pound signs.
Oh.
Yvette, how was your day?
Well, I've been playing tennis.
Oh.
I've been playing tennis, and I was very, very perturbed because...
Things keep dropping out of her.
They do.
What do you mean?
Well, no, I bought these... you have to buy these special tennis trousers, like Lycra. And I wanted to buy... I don't like to show me bits... Do you know what I mean?
When you're bending over to pick the balls up.
Well, not just that, but you've got an elephant's foot, you've got a bloody, you've got your, you know, your micellular, my backside wobbling around.
Haven't you
so
got
anyway,
a beautiful backside?
So anyway, I thought, right, I'll have the tennis, like I call them, it's a skeg, right? So I'm like, Reg, don't I? It's a pair of leggings with a little skirt over the top. So it covers everything.
Great.
But I bought this pair. Anyway, I got about playing and I was doing quite well. Anyway, as I'm moving around, they start falling down. And my knickers fell down. Inside the skeg. Inside
right,
the skeg.
Okay.
And I was very upset. And they started to fall down and fall down and fall down. And I was actually getting to the point where I was sweating. I was really, you know, it was match point, all the rest of it. And I didn't care. I just thought, if anybody sees my arse now, I do not care. I'm going to win this point. Fortunately, according to my friend, nobody did see my arse.
Oh.
Because we were on a private little court at the back. But can you imagine if they did?
That would have been in the press.
But how competitive I was.
to not let it get in the way.
To not let it get in the way.
Some of these younger Wimbledon players could learn a lot from you in that respect, couldn't
they? Well, can you imagine if it wasn't Wimbledon, the Wimbledon final? And their arses were showing. And, you know, the privates at the front, 1970s Bushell hanging out for everybody to see.
Do you know what? I'd be amazing.
Old Cliff Richard there.
I wouldn't know where to look.
All kicking off in Wimbledon.
It'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
It would be amazing.
Let's fingers crossed that happens this year, then.
Wouldn't that be great, eh? Wouldn't that be great?
I was watching a little bit yesterday. I just find that the men that are playing at the moment are so good looking. I don't know what it is, but that everybody seems to be so handsome.
It's because you're getting older, Mum.
Well, maybe.
But they are beautiful. When blokes watch tennis, this is different. You're saying they're so handsome.
They are. They're
every
so
bloke lovely. Watching female tennis go, I don't know what they look like.
I don't know.
Oh, they are.
There'll
they're
be
just
a lot
going,
of blokes saying
oh, those
it.
Legs.
A lot of blokes will be saying that to the men tennis players as well. I think it's all the stuff that men can use now. Every time you watch anything and they say anything, they always have to say it's unisex. It's unisex. Men, lovely cream for your face, for the women. It's also suitable for men.
Mum is obsessed with the shopping channels.
I'm not really.
Oh, yeah.
You are. You are. You're obsessed.
Oh, she bought an apple tree.
You fucked up your kid's inheritance from that. Yeah, she bought an apple tree. She lives in a flat.
Come on, tell her.
She's buying a conservatory next week.
That's good.
And Boylston.
Yay.
Shall we have a look at Correspondence Corner?
Oh, let's.
Right, where's Will?
Come on, Will.
Correspondence Corner. Another message from another caller. Correspondent caller. Leave a message and we might get back to you.
Yes! Yay! Great job, Will, all the way from Florida there.
Every time he does that, you know, it's live. People don't realise.
I know.
It's
exactly
special link up.
It's amazing.
This email comes from Nikki Sahara.
Nikki Ooh. Sahara.
Sounds like
a
DJ
name,
doesn't it?
Right.
Banging out the tunes in Ibiza with DJ
going.
Nikki Sahara.
I'm deserting.
Sorry, good. Nikki says, I just finished listening to podcast 55 and 56. Wow, wow, wow. Rick for Prime Minister, she says.
Yeah.
His party should be called the Common Sense Party.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you still doing shit jokes?
Yes.
No.
What does a Yorkshire person say to Jack if he isn't on time?
Shit.
Jack, you're late.
That's not funny. That's really not funny.
Made my mum laugh.
Yeah, it did.
That's her filthy mind there.
You should say something about wanking in there as well.
This year is going to be a good year. Nearly out of lockdown. My first grandchildren due in November. Hoping it will be early so it will be a Halloween babe. So excited. Thank you for making the last year bearable. Listening to your podcast. Love and hugs. Nikki Sahara. She's also sent a picture for me and you, Carl.
Oh, I bet it's something to do with Marmite.
Yes, actually, it is.
Oh, there you go.
And then you can read the next email underneath that picture as well. There it is.
Oh!
You are
Africa
joking.
Marmite. Lynx. Africa Marmite.
So this deodorant body spray
yeah.
that makes you smell like Marmite.
That's as bad as the vagina candle.
Yes, it is actually.
It doesn't seem
would
right.
Would you wear that, really? Would you?
Can't you burn your nose?
Well, do you know what? It's not... The thing is, it's... I will wear what you tell me to wear. I'm a married man and I like my life the way it is, so I don't want to change. No.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yes. Hey. I certainly wouldn't want the links.
Hey, anyway, good luck with your little un.
Oh, yes, congratulations. I just hooked a teacup there with my glasses. How did that happen? Hello, Yvette, Glenn and Carl and the mothers, long-time listener, first-time caller. After listening to the latest podcast, I thought of a new segment for the podcast called What Pisses Off Rick. The way Rick went off on one about Meghan and the President of the United States had me in stitches, and I would love to hear more. Also, how is Mary doing these days? Not been on a few of these podcasts lately. She's doing fabulously.
She's upstairs. Avoiding us for some reason.
Avoiding us. Yeah. She's doing really, really well. Bless her.
And she might be going... She's getting ever closer to going in the RAF.
In the RAF.
How exciting that.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. It's exciting, but I have to say, and I don't... Well, hopefully she'll have had a... But it's absolutely completely destroying me, thinking that she'll leave home.
Anyway, I know.
That's just it.
I know. Well, we've just got to get used to it. Just think of the times where she'll come home and visit.
She's going to go out to other countries and she's going to be in combat and I can't protect her.
I know.
She'll be all right. Like my brother who phoned today, who my mum thought was Bernard for some reason. He was in the army, made his way up to sergeant major, didn't he? And then his son, now my nephew, is in the Navy.
Oh, he's in the Navy,
and he's on one of the brand new aircraft carrier ships, the HMS Prince of Wales. He's on 7-1.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
So, yeah, so. I suppose the only good thing is she's in the British Forces, which are the best fighting forces on the planet.
Yeah. Mary's going to do good.
And you knew what they get now. Fight for us.
Mary.
Never forget,
she's got me behind her.
Yes. I would like, this is from Mark Lomax, continued. He's from Bolton. I would just like to end by thanking you all for helping me last year in lockdown as I was shielding for 15 weeks. The wife decided it was a good time to decorate the living room and kitchen. You guys were in my ears all the way through. So thanks again. Keep safe. Love to you all. As I say, from Mark Lomax in Bolton. Thank you, Mark.
Here's another one for you.
Okay. Hello, Yvette and Glenn and all at Anytime Podcast. Having found your podcast, I haven't looked back. I'm currently at podcast 44 and enjoying every moment. I do like the crazy characters, shit jokes and the banter between you all. Having been converted into a cheesy baller, you see, we're on the what's-its, but don't be upset. We are going to go back to the cheesy balls.
Maybe not for the next couple of weeks, though. I've seen other crisps I might like us to try.
Really? Oh, really? Anyway, Dave was out looking for his next fix at his local Asda, but unfortunately... none was to be had, he says. In sheer desperation, I thought I would try an alternative. As if by magic, I spotted some giant cheese hula hoops that look like they may do instead.
Wow.
Wow.
Giant cheese hoops.
I've not seen them on sale yet, otherwise I would have brought them.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Upon sampling them, I found a very cheesy, puffy delight. So if you fail to find said balls, give these a try and see what you all think. All the best to all and keep up the good work. Cheers, Dave. And there's a picture of... the cheesy hula hoops.
Cheesy hula hoops. And they look big enough to put on your finger.
Good.
We need to look at these.
We do. Yep.
They're the puffies. We like a puff.
Where did you say she got them from?
Asda.
Let's
have a look.
Asda.
An email here from Dawn and Holly Armstrong. Says,
hello, Dawn and Holly.
Yvette, Dawn.
Glenn, Carl,
hello,
Holly. And the Family Collective. Thank you for our mention. We are over the moon and think you should be prescribed on the NHS. Just a quickie, after stumbling across some rather dodgy book titles, see attached pics, what's either the best, worst, or weirdest books you've ever read? Good question. Best, weird,
best
or...
because I'm a children's author, you know.
Yes.
She's a children's author, you know.
There you are.
I'm a children's author.
And that proves it.
Yes. Yeah. It comes out on the 30th of September.
And what about the book?
The book. Very good, Glenn. That was good. Yes, my new book, The Ghost Hunter Chronicles, book one, The House in the Woods, comes out on the 30th of September. And
not
it
long
is
now.
From, it's for everybody really who wants to read it, any age.
Brilliant.
It does, it crosses, and I've got to say, I know you're obviously my wife, and I'm a little biased, but it is the best book I've ever read.
Well, he's
and I have to say that. And I've
scary
read
in places
well,
as
scary
well.
Places.
The thing, it takes you on a ride. And this is the great thing, it's from the first page, it puts you, you're not reading it, you're involved in
it. You're immersed in it.
And it takes you on a ride. It's just fantastic. And the fact that the stuff that they experience is the stuff that you've experienced in the past, or you know to other people's experience, it makes it so real. It's not like you're going off to some wizardry thing.
It's real.
I think it's actually... these things have happened and it's just brilliant.
Well, that's
super.
Very kind of you. Anyway, so there you go.
Yeah, very good.
What about your best book?
I'm a big fan of Douglas Adams and The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, so I've read all five books in the trilogy of four is how it's sold. Because it was originally a radio play, wasn't it?
Mm.
And then it became books. And then it became a television series, and it's since been made into a film.
You love your sci-fi stuff.
I love comedy and sci-fi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
Red Dwarf.
Yeah, Red Dwarf. I love all that as well. But Douglas Adams. When I tried to do serious science, I did pick up Stephen Hawking's book, Brief History of Time. Once I got as far as the second chapter, and I thought, this is just too mind-numbing.
I had to put the book down. Right? How do we actually know? Because the computer he was hooked up to, because he. If I programmed that computer, I'd have had it saying the opposite to what he really wanted to say. So how would anyone know that he was actually saying what...
the right things.
The things he was saying. So we were saying, hello, Mr. Hawkins, it's a pleasure to meet you and an honour. He must have said, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to meet you too. What he's probably thinking is, fuck off, you twat.
He's got it in polite mode.
Yeah.
Polite mode.
I'm just, yeah. Anyway, that's that. What's the worst book?
The worst book? The only one I've not finished was Stephen Hawking's, because I just found it too. It made my head hurt.
But I think for me, I can't remember the title of it, but I remember getting through a big, thick book, and the story itself was really good. And then when I got to the end, don't you remember? I threw it down. I was so disappointed.
Somebody ripped that last
the
page
ending
off.
Was just shit. It was so bad, and I was really. Do you mean to tell me I've invested all this time in that?
That's
and it's
what
the same.
You're reading backwards.
It's the same with a film or a drama series, isn't it? Like lots of people were very upset at the last. Line of Duty and Game of Thrones, and you know,
you invest all that time in it, and what a waste of time.
So that's why Most Haunted doesn't ever end. It never will end. It'll keep going on.
That's because we've never done a shit episode, or we've never shown a shit episode. We've had loads of nothing's happened that we've never shown. But as soon as we actually get three or four episodes that nothing happens, and you see a shit episode of Most Haunted, you go, that's the last one.
This is true.
Anyway, there's books here which have been sent in to this email. So read out the cover of that book.
Oh, go on, Mr. Beattie, you read that.
Something for you to try that, Carl, because you're into your woodwork, aren't you?
Absolutely. This is Make Your Own Sex Toy.
Oh, no!
50 quick and easy projects with step-by-step pictures. And it's actually got a practical guide to a better love life. It's got a picture on the front of a man, I don't know, sticking a knife into something. And yet on the side it's got some tape. It's got a washing up liquid bottle. And what looks like a hood. It looks like a serial killer's guide.
It looks like a balloon or something, doesn't it? With a hole in it.
It's funny you should mention serial killers.
Hang on a minute. Who's it from?
That's from Dawn and Holly
Arnold. Yeah,
these are the books that
they've
found.
Sorry,
Dan. Here's another one. This book was on sale for 3 and 6 back in the day, a Penguin book. It's funny you mentioned serial killers even, because this book from Malcolm Bradbury's, the title is...
Eating people is wrong.
What?
Well, depends how you do it.
How very strange.
I've eaten you.
The mother's just
going down that route.
Well, it wasn't wrong.
And here's another great book they've discovered for us. Check this one out.
Oh,
oh
my God.
The Beginner's Guide to Sex in the Afterlife.
His face lit up for
an exploration of the extraordinary potential of sexual energy.
Oh, Vamia Succubus.
But these get published.
Yeah, but
these are getting published.
Yeah, I know.
If you went to someone and actually said, I've got this book, people have got to go, oh, fuck off.
What were you going to say, Mum?
Sorry, I've just seen the next book. This one by Christopher Hitchens, and the book is called...
Oh, shit. The missionary position, Mother Teresa in theory and practice.
No,
it's a picture
way.
Of Mother Teresa that talks about missionary position.
They didn't realise, did they? They didn't realise what they were writing.
They did.
The missionary position, Mother Teresa in theory and practice. My God.
Yeah, but they're not real books.
Yeah, they are.
These are
real books. They are.
Oh, thank you for sending those.
Thank you. That's brilliant. More, please.
More please.
Strange things. And my favourite was a sex toy. Make your own sex toy. I mean, my God.
It's only because you get coffee.
That's it. That's it.
Well, I made a mental note of what you need.
Exactly. You'll be whittling away in your little cupboard, won't you? Carl?
Whittling
away.
If you want to keep sending the emails in, send them to
hello@anytimepodcast.com. hello@anytimepodcast.com.
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
And now it's time for a game of What's That Noise?
Oh!
What's that noise? 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 Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
And we have some correspondence here from, an Aussie mum, Sharon Imodi in Western Australia.
Lovely.
Or in Mondi even. Absolutely loving the podcast. G'day from WA. Keep them coming. I think the mystery noise is, let's have a listen. Is it a comb running along an elastic band?
Could be.
That's actually very good.
I can see,
Is
it right, though?
No.
No.
Okay. Hopefully me and my daughter will be able to come to a Most Haunted experience and meet you next year if we're able to travel international and travel again. Of course
you will.
Wouldn't
that be wonderful?
P.S. Could you give my daughter Lauren a shout-out? Born and raised in England, she's been a long-time fan. Absolutely loves you guys.
Hello, Lauren.
Hello, Lauren.
Hello, Lauren.
Hello, Lauren.
Lauren.
another guest here from Fiona Rudge in Nottingham. Hi, Yvette, Glenn and Carl. Hope you're all keeping well. Love the podcast. It's helped me through some bad times. You put a smile on my face, make me laugh. Just listen to a podcast. I think the sound is elastic band stretched over something like a box.
See, lots of people are saying elastic band.
Yeah, it does have that twangy noise to it,
does,
though, doesn't it?
It's a bit like my knicker elastic.
Is it your knicker elastic?
When I'm playing tennis.
When you're playing tennis?
Yeah.
So it's not the knicker elastic on tennis, and it's not elastic bands being put over a box.
No, it's definitely not.
Okay, well, there we are. Keep those guesses coming in. Hello at anytimepodcast.com. Shall we phone somebody?
I think we should.
We've got a new game to play, haven't we?
We have got a new game. Well, it's not a game. It's actually advice.
Okay.
Now, this is very interesting. Now, with the world slowly opening up, we're all chomping at the bit, aren't we, to get away on a holiday.
It's funny somebody
mentioned where? Where?
Where in the world?
Right, where would you like to go? Well, only on the Anytime podcast can you get the very best advice. Hello. Ex-travel agent Jenny Bryant is on the line with us now to give us some advice. So, Jenny, you used to be a travel agent, didn't you?
I was the best travel agent in the UK.
Did you work for yourself?
Yes, I did. I was very, very good.
You know, a travel agent isn't just people telling you to fuck off.
Listen, I know exactly where I was 24/7, and it's even easier now because you've got Alexa, so you can just ask. So I'm good at travel and locations.
Right. Okay. So where can you tempt? As I just said, our listeners are desperate to sort of, they're all wanting to go abroad now. So where would you suggest that people could go this year?
Well, it all depends on what you want to do. So, do you want to go clubbing? Do you want to just lie on the beach? The Ukraine is good. That's
it?
A good place. That's hot favourite for this week, apparently.
Where can I go clubbing, lying on the beach at the same time?
Ibiza.
Where's Ibiza?
Alexa.
No, Jenny, no cheating. Where is Ibiza?
It's Spain, isn't it?
You've just asked Alexa, haven't you?
Yes, she just told me.
It's not in Spain, though, really, though, is it? It's
No, it's an island off Spain.
What are they called?
Well, you've got Canaries, which is...
No, that's not the Canary Islands. What's the group of islands?
It's the Balearic Islands.
What sea is it in?
Mediterranean.
Oh, very good. Well,
you're reading this.
You are. Jenny, I'd like to go to the capital of Peru.
Right.
Where is that?
It's in Peru.
But what's the capital of Peru?
I have no idea. I'm all right with stuff like Spain.
you mentioned the Ukraine, didn't you? So can you tell us... what's the capital of Ukraine?
She's looking it up.
Yeah.
Look at her.
Did she get that?
Cheat!
Is Riz there just on Google?
Well, it's a nice place in Ukraine, you know. It's like a capital place.
A capital place! You're selling this really well, Jenny.
And do you know what, Jenny? That's all we've got time for. So, by the way... The capital of Peru is called Lima. L-I-M-A.
Yes, and there's an airport there as well.
Oh, well, good job, really, then, isn't there?
Yeah.
So join us next week for more hot tips from the very, 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 very...
Knowledgeable.
...experienced and knowledgeable travel agent, Jenny Bryant.
It's time for Word to Your Mothers.
All right, ladies, here's the word for this week, and it is, what does stemming the rose mean?
Oh, that's easy, isn't it? Stemming the rose.
Stemming.
That's cutting it down, isn't it? Getting it ready for the next season. Chopping it down. Stemming.
I think so.
It's a gardening thing.
You're incorrect.
Oh.
So you have to think of something else.
Stemming the rose.
Well, I know this lot, and you do too. It could be something rude.
Probably.
Perhaps having a trim round your minge.
Yes.
There, that's what it is.
What did you say?
Having a trim round the lady garden.
Ah.
Well, that would and fit, wouldn't it, lady garden? Pardon?
Well, it would.
Round
it
would snatch.
That's so
funny. Why do you love that word?
I don't know, it just came to me one day. Snatch.
Yeah. But you thought you'd invented it, didn't you?
Yeah.
She's going, snatch, isn't that a good word for vagina?
Yeah.
I said, Mum, that is a word for vagina. No, it's not, I just made that
up. Yeah. Anyway, we think it's that then, don't we?
Yeah.
No, incorrect.
No, we're close to.
We're going, yes, sort of more sexual. It's a sexual act.
Male,
what
that.
Was it again? Some in the rose.
Stemming the rose.
Sexual act. Oh, well.
Rose.
Stemming. She says it's more of a sexual act. More of a sexual act. Stemming. The rose could be like. Snatch. Couldn't it?
Yeah.
That's the rose. So, stemming. Well, I don't know what it is.
You have to keep working it out together. Come on, Agnes.
Let's assume that the rose is the snatch. The stemming must come from the other party, the man.
Yes.
So stemming, what do you think he's doing then? A bit like ribbing, I suppose. Only the other side.
Do you mean rimming?
Rimming.
Not ribbing.
Rimming. Rimming.
No, rimming.
Rimming, yes.
Rimming.
It's rimming. The opposite of that, then. Only
oh,
yeah.
I do like
in
a
front.
Good ribbing.
No, but the front.
Mm. Right, so would you like to know? Should we say what the answer is now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Stemming the rose is slang for having anal sex.
Oh.
They sound disappointed. Sound disappointed that they weren't right. Oh, we didn't get that right, did we, Hans?
Yeah, it's never the same thing when a bloke says, "Oh, I'm gonna fuck you in the arse," because now you're fucking not. That would be the same thing. Many men have tried to get in the pink and ended. And gone for the brown, and they go, no.
Ooh.
I haven't. I'm not that kind of man. But many have.
I was giving you a look then, like that. Yeah. Oh, my God.
No points this week, ladies.
No
points.
Agnes and Angela's word definitions in Mums and Words.
I just love the fact that you said snatch about four times.
I just love the fact that your mum thinks she invented snatch.
I know.
When Guy Ritchie actually made a whole movie out of it.
He did. He did. Yeah.
Was it called Snatch?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I've never seen it, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, in all the melee of the excitement of the word snatch, I can hear a car arriving up the driveway.
Oh, I love this bit.
It's Dr. Driscoll and Miss Turtley, no less.
Yeah.
The adventures of Dr. Driscoll.
Last time we left you in the middle of a shitting scenario. Dr. Driscoll seemingly had died on a coach on the way to Skegness. It looked like he had shit himself to death, but the ever-clever detective Miss Tarpley had sniffed a rat. We join our fearless crime fighters pulling into the seafront at Skegness.
Someone open doors.
Oh, I need air. The smell of shit is really clinging to the back of my throat.
No, love. That's just the Sierra Skegness.
Oh, my love. My love. Oh, I can detect a pulse. I know you can hear me.
My love. My love.
The tour guide, Enrique, gave you the kiss of life over and over and over and over again. I think he's the one responsible for that dint in the top of your head, my poor lamb.
Where am I? Am I alive or dead?
You're quite alive, my dear, but you nearly killed several people on the coach with your delicate pitchy poo. I normally don't mind it, but alas, it did have a deadly effect, especially on Enrique, the tour guide. He's positively high as a kite.
What was that?
I fear it was Enrique. Here, let me assist you in getting out of your seat.
Oh. My dear, I fear my arse has died.
I can deduce, my love. I think you are right. Come, let us move. Sorry. I can deduce, my love. I think you're right. Come, let us move outside and see what all the fuss is about. What's going on here? Why is Enrique bent over with...
I've just read the next line.
What's going on here? Why is Enrique bent over with a toffee apple protruding from his firm, smooth, perfectly formed buttocks?
We found him like this, Miss Tarpley. Do you think he's all right? His eyes are crossed.
But he's smiling.
Go and see, my love. Check his vitals.
Stand back. I'm a doctor, you know. After a full examination of Enrique's body, I can confirm that our tour guide is dead.
Dun, dun, dun!
Good God! Who could have committed such a terrible crime? Death by toffee apple up the anus? It makes one... It makes one shudder.
Join us next time as Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll clean up the shitty coach and divulge into some downright filthy detective work. Only on Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll's Toffee Apple Murder!
Yay!
Wow, what a remarkable story.
I love that.
Toffee imagine trying apple to get a anal murder.
Yeah, trying to get a toffee apple there.
Can I? Do you think he was killed with the process of the apple going up his anus, or he was killed in some other way? Because can anal apples kill you?
I don't know, but we do know that you can shit yourself to death. this is possible. Yes. We've already discovered this on the podcast.
Do you think it's
things you never thought you'd learn? We're showing you the way.
I know. So does that make it an apple insider? I'm sure there's a product to be sponsored there somehow. Who knows?
No, that's not a good thing. Can you imagine? I'm going to have an apple insider.
Yeah, but you know what? I can guarantee all those people in LA, if you could actually just go out and say,
well, if you stick an apple up your anus, it'll actually take 5 years off your life.
I can guarantee all the people in LA will be sitting there just desperately squatting on apples.
Desperately squatting on apples.
They will be going, oh my God, I'm trying this. Oh yeah, oh my God. Do I look 5 years younger? I've got an apple up my eye. I got it. Hey, no, you know what? 10 years, Granny Smith. I put a Granny Smith up there.
Now, you want to try Golden Delicious?
Or you want to try a bit of a Cox?
Cox's apple.
Cox's apple.
And I've got an apple tree full of apples.
Oh, you'll be shaking that tree.
You'll be inundated with offers at your front door.
Yeah, but it's that point. Is you actually get so many people. No matter, I'm pretty sure in LA you could sell anything. To some of these people, there's a group of people out there because they're like an alien race, aren't they? They all look the same. They've got the same kind of. They've all had so much plastic surgery. They're not human anymore.
Maybe they are the closest descendant to the alien race that sort of puts on the earth in the first place. Would you? Right, here's a good question. If you were told that you could lose off your looks 20 years and look really young again, but the only way to do it was to shove a Granny Smith toffee apple up your bum, would you do it?
No.
Well, I couldn't do it for a start.
No, but you'd have to. No, yeah, but would you give it a good try?
Yeah, but there are some people out there who get fisted, aren't they?
Oh, so Carl, you said that. Let's not discuss. That's going too far. No, but too far.
That's
no.
The size of a Granny Smith. So no. you Granny Smith going up somebody who gets fisted.
Oh my God, I can't believe we're discussing this.
They're going to go, oh, hello, I'm getting 20 years younger and I'm enjoying every minute.
It's a good job that's this isn't a broadcast podcast because obviously you have to put the disclaimer of please do not try to attempt to put an apple up your.
But would you, seriously though, would you do something?
No.
Can you do it in slices?
Can you do it in slices?
I'm grated.
Peel it first.
Oh my God. Some people out there would do that.
They would, they've probably done worse.
I see it. There's, I mean, when you think of
shall we phone Bernard and ask him?
you only have to go on Google and put what people have found up their arses.
But do you know what makes me laugh is that people listening to this now, some of them would be talking to their wives and the car going, would you put a top on? Brilliant.
Oh dear, I can hear another car arriving.
Actually, he was in an okay mood last week.
He was actually, despite the way he arrived.
He was all right.
Yeah. Well, I was outside with Diddy because Diddy was upset. Diddy was the one who was upset last week. But after listening to it, I actually thought, yeah, he was. He was full of love and light.
Fingers crossed he's in a good mood this time around.
He frightens you, doesn't he?
Yeah, honestly, I don't know what he's going to
explode.
Yeah, really, just
for,
I don't like him at all.
Ooh. You go get Diddy. Oh, I'm not going to have another what's it while we're waiting for Reg to come in. Oh, go on, Eva. Oh, all right.
I will. Reg. Corker.
Love and light to everyone. Speak to anybody after having watched this.
Mm.
Not good.
Hello.
Go fuck yourself.
Oh wow.
You silly little shite.
He's drunk.
He's got a bottle and a glass.
Hi, Reg.
Help him in. Somebody help him in.
He's
stumbling all over the place.
His
nose looks bright red like a.
No, hey, don't just fucking touch me!
Rudolph or something. Hello, Reg. Can you manage to sit down all right there?
You sit down now.
What is that?
What are you drinking? Wow, that's strong.
Mad to COVID.
Oh, right.
Is that medicine you've got there, then?
Do you know, I've just had medicinal medicine, and it's got me through.
medicinal medicine.
It happened the last time this happened. I was in Rill.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
And I was going to sue them.
What?
Oh, the spirits! The spirits attacked me in the road!
What?
Yeah, I'd been down the pub, but the spirits attacked me and put me on the road. And I was going to sue the councils because they let the spirits out!
Wow.
Right, okay. Give us another drink.
Are you going to be alright to do this for us, Reg?
Yeah.
To be honest, are you going to be in a fit state to work your magic?
You are.
Are you going to be all right to do this?
I'm a spiritual man. You fucking cock.
I think we're going to have a bit of
trouble here. I'm going to do what I do because I do it well. I'm the best in the world.
Oh, God. Okay.
Jeez.
Right.
He's okay. On it.
Right.
You're going to go.
Okay. There's somebody coming through.
Already?
There's somebody. Yeah, I know. I'm relaxed. There's somebody coming through. Okay. Spare me, you little fucker. Come to me, spare me. Let me swallow your milky goodness.
Just put Watson out. Because he's scared of...
Well, fair enough. You've got the safety first for the animals.
I know. You're right.
You're right,
Reg. He's really drunk.
He's okay. Okay, spare me.
I can't work out if he's a happy drunk or not.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. There's someone out there. No. 3 out of 3! 3 out of 3! Shut the fuck up. I don't know who that is. It's an angry man! An angry man!
Oh, no.
Right, okay. Okay. There's somebody else coming through.
Oh, God.
Oh, right, okay. He's an angry man. Spare me, can't hold him back.
Oh, dear.
Spare me's trying to push his white wash all over him.
Oh, my God.
But he's swimming through it. He's spitting it out. He's spitting Spare Me out. He won't swallow the goodness. He's spitting Spare Me out.
Dear, oh, dear. What a vision.
Oh, dear.
He's spitting Spare Me out. He's not having it. He's coming closer. I can't hold him back. I can't hold him back. He's coming to me. He's coming to me. He's... Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay. I don't know where he is.
He's going a bright shade of red.
He's vanished. He's watching his nose now.
He's vanished.
Where is he?
Oh, God.
Hello?
Hello?
Spare me. Can you see him? Is he there? I'm a bit worried.
Aye.
I'm in a dark place.
Yeah.
And there's nothing here. Spare me. He's not even here. It's like there's evil around me. You bastard! Oh, you bastard! Right. You're a bastard! And you?
Me?
Yvette?
It's like oh, hysteria.
Fuck. Fuck. You! You're a...
Say it. What is
witch!
You... Oh, no!
You're a witch.
You don't scare me.
You're a witch.
You don't scare me.
You're a witch.
Oh, get
I'll
back.
I'll scuttle your legs.
Leave her alone, Reg.
You go, go fuck yourself, you. Who the fuck are you? I'm going to grab you and fuck you up.
No, you're not.
I'm going to grab you.
No.
And fuck you. You're
no.
nothing to me.
No.
Nothing.
Get
you're
back.
Nothing. You're nothing
hold
to me.
Hold him down. Let me
get
back.
Oh, no, stop that now.
Come here,
oh,
stop
oh,
it.
Oh, oh, go away!
Calm
out.
Down, calm down. Are you all right, Reg? Reg, come through.
Oh, Maggie nearly died.
Okay, is everyone okay?
No. Look at this. The smashed glass all over here.
Oh. Glenn.
Yes, Reg?
Why are you sitting on my face?
I had to pin you down, Reg.
Oh. Why did you take your trousers off first?
Well, you tore them off.
Oh, okay. I'm fine. How is everybody?
We're a bit shocked, I have to say. Well, look at the smashed glass.
And the dog, you really, really frightened
her. Why, what happened?
You got possessed.
You got possessed.
By some demonic, nasty entity.
I don't get possessed.
Well, you did, love. You did. It's all, you can hear it back.
I'm the real deal.
I know you're the real deal, but you can still get possessed.
I've never heard that before, a real psychic getting depressed.
Well, depressed, yes.
Oppressed. I mean, possessed.
Possessed. Well, I don't know. Oh, all I'm going off is what we experienced.
Absolutely. It was a mess everywhere.
It was.
Was it a fight?
There was a fight.
There was a fight. Look at me smash wine glass now.
That's damage to property. Equipment ruined. I've got a bruise on my arm.
You nearly throttled Agnes now. I think she quite liked it.
Most attention she's had in ages.
She said to me, keep going, I'm coming. Oh, yeah, I remember that bit. And I remember your mother just leaking dust.
Well,
right,
Reg,
well, I'm
can
going
I just,
to go because
yes.
I feel a bit
best.
Tired after that.
I'm not surprised.
Is that
I'm not
okay?
Surprised.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Please do, Reg. I think you're
okay.
On stage.
Yeah.
You're welcome
okay.
Tonight.
Yeah. I think maybe next time. You don't
I
seem as drunk as you were when you first came
no.
in.
No, I think what happened was a demon came to me.
Yeah.
A demon came in me with his demon seed.
Okay, well.
What he did was he took the alcohol. And don't forget, I wasn't drinking.
No.
It was only medicinal.
Medicinal medicine.
Right.
To make me better from
the
COVID.
Okay.
The COVID. Right.
I just hope that Diddy's okay getting you home again.
Yes.
Okay, you lost. I'll
right.
see you later.
Thanks,
bye.
Reg.
Bye.
Thank
good.
You. Thank
you.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Why does a man keep bothering me? I can't get the peace in heaven above when he says, shut the fuck up, Reg.
Oh my God!
Hell,
don't cut yourself!
Here?
Don't cut yourself!
There actually is broken glass.
There is, yeah.
What happened?
Look at that.
Well, Reg just got possessed by some horrific thing.
He was pissed off his face.
Yeah.
And had a fight.
Watch
with me.
Yeah, I can
pissed.
See it. Don't
do
get
He's too
hurt.
Professional.
No.
I mean, no psychic would get that drunk, surely.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
You were falling out the back of police cars.
I was about to say, if that was in public, he would have been arrested on the street.
Well, you hear stories about falling out the back of police cars and stuff.
Can you just lift that for me? Because there's glass all over
there. Well, let me get a piece of tape.
Piece of tape? What for?
Making a sex toy.
A sex toy. There it is, right in the middle. There.
Well, Lisa's gone. I hope next time, if there is a next time, that he's on a better...
Well, yeah.
...better behaved manner.
But should we invite him back?
Oh, gosh.
I don't know, actually.
Well, if
we'll think about it after we stop recording and have a chat about it.
Yeah, we'll think about it.
What's people at home? Do they want him back?
Oh, actually, that's a good thought. Do you want him back?
Yeah, good shout. Yeah, email us. The email address is
hello@anytimepodcast.com. That's hello@anytimepodcast.com.
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
And the same for all the emails and for What's That Sound?
Yes, keep in touch, please. We love to hear from you. Love, love, love it. And that's it. That's the end of another podcast.
On that bombshell, thanks for joining us. See you next week.
See you next week. Lots of love.
Bye.
Is there any time
what was that?
Planning on traveling this summer? Make saving at the pump part of your plans with 2x the fuel points from Harris Teeter. It's easy. Download your eVic coupon, and for every dollar you spend with your Vic card, you'll get 2 fuel points. That's up to $1 per gallon on quality fuel at participating BP and Harris Teeter fuel centers. Download your eVic coupon today and save money at the pump all summer long with eVic and Harris Teeter fuel points.
Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Scramble through our world-class golf courses or shop your way through the square. Be one with nature as you hike or bike through our parks and trails or hunker down at one of our breweries. And when it's time to eat, be sure to bite into our eclectic food scene. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.